It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Lee Eisensee, who is the chairperson of the Barnes County Red Kettle Campaign. Thanks so much, Lee, for joining us on the show once again.
Well, thank you so much for having us, Steve. It's always wonderful to be able to be here, and always a little nerve-wracking when you're starting bell ringing, but we've been so blessed through the years, and the Holy Spirit has fallen upon us so greatly with all the generous people from Barnes County. And we did some special things this year, Steve, since we had such a good year last year. Last year we raised $73,278. So that's among the tops again. And so this year we've set our goal at $50,000 again. Hopefully we'll raise more, but we can't always count on that. So, but we have been blessed for so long, Steve.
Oh, that's nice. And so it kicks off 1 week from today on November 24th, and the bell ringers will be at a couple of locations in town, or are you going to be at three locations? I keep forgetting.
Nope, it's just two. We're at Petro and at Lever's. And
okay.
We thank those places for allowing us to ring there. It's very kind to them.
All right. And so you'll need bell ringers, right? Volunteer bell ringers.
Oh, boy, we sure do. We need 521 of them, I think, Steve. 22 of them.
Okay.
That's a lot of spots to fill. And if you would like to ring, we have the same two people are working for us again this year, and they said it's their last year, so that makes me really sad because they have done a fantastic job. But it's Lenora, and her phone number is 701-840-1357, and the other is Naomi. It's 701-541-1418, and if you're interested in bell ringing, please give them a call. It makes their life a lot easier if they don't have to call everyone.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what the local chapter does here for Barnes County. I know the need seems to be greater now than ever.
Well, thank you for asking, Steve, because there is something we did this last year because of that need that you're talking about. The food pantry has been overwhelmed, and it sounds like it's going to get worse. So we worked out a deal with them that we would help them with meat for the food boxes, just meat. And so we bought meat for 23 families, and that was a total of 1,191 people in those families. And we spent $18,759 on that this year, and we plan on continuing that into next year as long as we raise the funds for that. The other thing, Steve, that we do is the rents have gone crazy all over the country, as you know, and people don't like being evicted, and so we work with a lot of those. We spent $13,733 on that. And then utilities was their next big one. Spent $9,225. And then there's a lot of homeless, a lot of abused person outreach, more than anybody could imagine, and record number of homeless this year. And we spent $4,545 on rooms at the hotel. And groceries isn't as big as you think, because they take their money that they can't pay the utilities or rent, and they do buy groceries. So, but we did help with $1,874 there. Another big one is transportation. People's cars break down, or they need gas to get to work, or medical appointments. We spent $1,242 there. Then health care. Somebody needed some medicines or eyeglasses. We can help a little with that. We spent $825. And then the other things are just miscellaneous things, clothes and meals. And so that total of all those things comes up to $51,778, which is the most we spent in years. But we want to bring as much money back to this community and leave it here as we possibly can. And so that's what we were able to do this year, Steve.
Oh, that's really nice to hear what your organization's been doing and continues to do over these years. Again, bell ringers are needed for the Barnes County Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign that kicks off on Monday, November 24th, the week of Thanksgiving. And throw out those numbers again for people who want to become volunteer bell ringers.
Yes, Lenora is 701-840-1357, and Naomi is 701-541-1418.
All right. Anything else to add, Lee, that I forgot to ask that you'd like to mention?
Yeah, there is a little something, Steve. I just let people know where the money comes from. Petro did better last year than they've done any year before. Most of those people are from out of town, but we raised $14,298 from Petro. We raised $28,844 from Leavers. And then the special checks that people mail to me, Eagles and places like that, we raised $29,461. So the checks that I receive are larger than the others, but they all count, and whether someone gives 10 cents or $5,000, it's all very much appreciated. And we know that we're in a community that cares, and we're very thankful to be able to serve this community, Steve.
Thank you, Lee. Thanks for all you do and all the other people here for this Red Kettle campaign. Thanks again.
You bet, and thanks to all those in the community. Everyone is part of our team, whether you ring the bell or put money in the kettle, you're all part of the Salvation Army team, and we cannot get by without every one of you. And thank you guys very much, and God bless.
There's Lee Eisen, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.